And welcome back to this edition of Phillies on Deck. Scott Fransky with you once again. Happy to be joined by the new manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Joe Girardi, for our maiden voyage here in 2020. And, Joe, you've already set a record as a Phillies manager. Longest tenure as a manager without actually managing a game.
Yeah, no wins, no losses, but it's finally here. So I think we're all excited about that.
Talk a little bit about what it's like for you right now. Is this like any other? I mean, this is for us, and certainly from a fan perspective, as unique an opening day as you're going to find. What about, what's the mood down there in your office, in your clubhouse?
You know, I think it's pretty similar. There's games on. We're all kind of doing our final last touches to prepare for the Marlins. You know, players are watching video of opposing pitchers, and pitchers are watching video of opposing hitters, and coaches are doing their last thing. And we'll start having some meetings with the players. And it seems business as usual. I got a game on TV in my office, just kind of as background, and it's a National League East, so, you know, it's good to watch.
You have obviously, baseball as a sport, and us as a country, we've had to jump some hurdles to get to this point. And were there some low moments for you sitting at home wondering if this day was going to come this year?
You know, I think after we went through about a month, I started to think, okay, are we going back? And I think those were the low moments. You would get kind of excited as you thought that there was a deal being neared, and then it would take a step back, and you were wondering, are we really going to play this year? And, yeah, I mean, there were some low moments because I think we all miss it so much. And without having any live sports on television, it was difficult for us sports enthusiasts. So there were some low moments for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about your lineup for Game 1. I know you've talked about it during this Summer Camp 2.0, how much you'd like to have kind of a set lineup. I know there'll be some wrinkles day-to-day depending on matchups or whatnot, but you'd kind of like to have a set lineup. What made you go with, say, Hoskins 2, Harper 3, Real Muto 4? Why did you line it up the way you did?
Well, Reese does such a good job of putting on long at-bats. He hits for power, and he gets on base. His average may not always be, you know, like 300, but he's going to get on base, and you start putting him in front of a couple guys that hit the ball at the ballpark. I just thought it was a good mix, and you put McCutchen and Reese back to back. There's a good chance that starting pitcher is going to throw some pitches before he gets to Bryce. So we like that, and you know, and if Reese gets on, they got to hold Reese on, and it opens up more holes for Bryce. So it's just, there was a lot of things that went into it, but it's just his ability to put long at bats on people and get on base, and the power is a huge plus.
You like your offense going in?
I do, and I think that the DH is a good thing for this club. You know, you have Jay Bruce, who obviously everyone saw how productive he could be when he was healthy last year, and he's always been a productive hitter. And it allows us to DH other people that we want to keep their bats in the lineup as much as we can. And that's a guy like McCutchen and Bryce and JT and our infielders. You could just rotate it. So I do like the DH.
Last thing I want to ask you before I let you go. Andrew McCutchen, obviously he's got his fingerprints on the pregame ceremonies tonight. And what we've been seeing in Major League Baseball the last couple of days, how much time have you spent talking with Andrew about it? And, quite frankly, how proud are you of your player to be a part of this?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple different times about it. And, you know, this all came to fruition through some of the tough conversations that he had with people. And, you know, Andrew's focus was, okay, we need to make a change. I mean, it has to be through action, not necessarily words. And I think he has done that, and I've been extremely proud. And I've had a number of conversations with him about it, and his wife has been instrumental as well. And we need leaders like Andrew McCutchen, because he is about change, but he's also about action, and that's what's going to get this done.
Joe, we appreciate the time, first of many, and good luck tonight for Game 1.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great night.
Joe Girardi joining us here on the pregame show, back with more of Phillies on Deck coming up right after this.